This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Delaware is now accepting applications for hemp growers who want to produce CBD products in the state. But federal restrictions worry prospective growers. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more.
Mike Spray says neuropathy in his feet caused him so much pain he couldn't sleep. He says CBD oil changed his life 2 years ago.
I was sleeping anywhere from, an hour and a half a day to 4 hours. I get 6 hours now every day. I still have some pain, but I didn't want to be one of those people on the pharmaceutical drugs. Have you seen those people? I mean, really, they're walking zombies.
Now he wants others to experience the same healing benefits, so he's embarking on a CBD business venture. CBD oil is extracted from the hemp plant, which Spray cultivated as part of a statewide pilot program last year. He and his family saved money from their house flipping businesses to buy an old farm stand on 5 acres in rural Georgetown and transform it into a hemp farm and shop. Spray is now applying for a grower's license in Delaware's first commercial hemp growing program. He plans to send his hemp crop to a processor who will transform it into CBD oil to sell at his shop. The state's Department of Agriculture is accepting commercial hemp growing applications through May, and farmers can sell their crop to local and national processors. Spray says hemp could be big business, but regulations around THC ingredients are stifling.
What we have right now is we have high THC, no THC, and nothing anywhere in between. This isn't the devil's lettuce.
Hemp and marijuana are different kinds of cannabis plants. They look similar, but marijuana contains much higher percentages of THC than hemp, causing a high. CBD oil can be used to help pain, seizures, stress, and other health issues, but does not get you high. In 2018, the Trump administration took hemp off the illicit drug list, opening the door for commercial cultivation. But federal regulations still limit THC in hemp to 0.3%. Growers like Spray think the government needs to raise that limit or consumers might not get the full benefits of CBD products.
So eliminating certain things because the government says they have to be eliminated, we're not getting the total package.
And they could lose thousands of dollars. If a crop sample tests above the federal limit, growers are forced to destroy their crop. Seed alone is $1 a piece, so Spray says this would be a financial hit.
I'm scared to death, so there goes your couple hundred thousand dollars, because most states don't have a remediation process if you come in hot.
Weather also affects THC levels. Drought and high temperatures can stress hemp plants, and stress triggers THC increases. Yolanda Messick's family faced these challenges during last year's pilot in Delaware. They participated to diversify their farms, where they grow green corn and soybeans, but the Messicks had to destroy their crop because it tested above the THC limit. They believe climate was a contributing factor.
The farmer has a lot of control of what he does, but he does not have control of pollination. He doesn't have control of the weather. A lot of things are out of his control, and I'm really concerned that the farmers might be getting punished for that.
The Messicks are determined to keep going. They're taking precautionary measures like reducing their acreage from 9 to 3. They'll also make adjustments to the planting location and timing. Meanwhile, Delaware and other states are petitioning the federal government to increase the THC limit to 1%. Jessica Inhofe, who leads the state's hemp program, says that's more achievable. Delaware hemp that failed THC tests last year still remained below 1%.
If the acceptable THC limit remains 0.3, it is going to be difficult for all growers to stay within that parameter.
A ruling on that petition is not expected until the fall. While today's focus is CBD, Inhofe says eventually hemp could be grown for clothing, textiles, and paper, but the right machinery is not available yet. Spray believes if the THC limit is raised to 1%, that could open the door to more money to get those machines and an even more valuable hemp industry.
Levi's is going to start making jeans, or anything plastic can be made out of hemp. This is limitless.
But until federal regs change, he says people like him will be hesitant to spend money to grow their operations. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.